spoken frequently about the utility of religion. And I try to interpret the material and I do what I and it is my practice to interpret the flesh, particularly matters which are simply to read between the lines and reconstruct the events, the world, the whole background, the doctrine of the event, the mentality of the people who acted out on the destiny which is which the Bible portrays. And of course the Megillah is a very simple book and a very profound book. A simple book as a book of the past. Whoever understands Hebrew can read the Megillah and ask, never ask any question, without asking any question. On the other hand, the Megillah is a very difficult book, extremely difficult book. If it is not the book of the past, but the book of the present and of the future. It's a book telling us about human nature and the Jewish destiny in the diaspora. As Chazal say, Esther sent a letter to the Sanhedrin, that I, Hashmer Sanhedrin, with two words, complete, just two words. Kishunim Adelat. So they commit the story to writing for generations to come. It means the book has a permanent value, not only as recorded history, but as the book of the Jewish destiny. I spoke many times about it, but I want to tell you not that I am out of breath or to boast. Whatever I'm going to say tonight, I haven't said it before. So in general, I don't usually, as much as possible, I refrain from repeating. I don't generally say, I don't plagiarize myself. People plagiarize me, that's correct. But I don't plagiarize myself. Perhaps some term or some idea, that's the whole approach. And I'll have it first part tonight, next part tomorrow, next Sunday night, Saturday night in Yudhishthira. But tonight I will deal with the first part of the Megillah, which is the most difficult one. The first part of the Megillah is the most difficult one. Certain chapters we don't know why they were recorded at all. And it will deal with Dr. Ahasuerus and his government when it comes. Almost with the exception of Esther, who deals with non-Jews. The Jews deals with Yibi Mir HaShverish. A rabbi in Megillah said, Kol Mokim Shemem HaRayi Binei, Eine El Shem Tach. The rabbi of the Bible speaks with Yibi Binei, and it occurs during the time of Ahasuerus, or by Yibi Mei Amrot or Melech Shiro, remember the word by Yibi means disaster, threatened, and the people went with through a tragic experience. Something tragic in the appearance of sin. Why? Because the word by Yibi doesn't mean it works. The word Vayi means it happened because Vayi Mei HaShverish, Chazal Tavrit, it happened to all that the Jews in the West, Vayi Mei HaShverish, all that that I'm going to tell, to narrate, the whole story which I'm going to narrate, happened because of HaShverish was the king. That somebody else being the king, nothing would have happened to me. None of the events, the tragic events, comical events, the combination of tragedy and comics. All those events would have never occurred if someone else were king. It's not a Hashem. The third event I'm going to tell you another strange story. You are a prankster. You're a tenth, a masculine tenth story. It is due to Ahasuerus, his character, particularly, of course, these faults. Now, let me see, I want to count, how many faults did he have? How many faults did Ahasuerus have? Yet what typical individual, wonder of Hazal say that a stickers is one of the Rachokhmayot. And Hazal Bennett, when we speak about the Rachokhmayot, the Rachokhmayot is only with regard the problem of the two celebrations for the princes and the heads of the provinces, and the celebration for the population of Shishna Abuba. One of them says that he didn't arrange it properly. But generally, the word stickers, what stickers mean is only a fool. It embraces many qualities. I mean, he has been many negative qualities. Basically, was a well-meaning guy. Yes, but somehow, everything went wrong. I tried to compose the reasons. Let us see. First of all, what would you say? What was his basic fault? The most obvious, the most conspicuous fault. I mean, this is responsible for the whole story. No, this is what I do. He was an exhibitionist. That's it, exhibitionism. He was simply boastful, he bragged. What a show off, as they call it. But they call it a show off. Of course, the source to say, I'm not saying I thought I am a private person, hate exhibitionists, people pray, both, not only in the doors about things which never happened. I'm not boastful, a liar. But even in the doors about things which did take place. I don't like people who talk about themselves. I don't like people who tell stories about themselves. Some people tell legends about themselves. Don't you try it. Because, of course, the souls have this repulsive trait. This repulsive trait. Exhibitionism. This vanity. Because vain person speaks about himself. Vanity plus insecurity. A skilled person would not have to tell all that. But a great many, he knows himself that he's great many. And a person is insecure, to help him into bolster his own self-awareness by boasting and bragging and telling people stories of what he accomplished. But of course, there is a lack of humility as well as tactfulness. But however, in the case of Ahasuerus, it was not only exhibitionism, which simply was the cause of almost a disaster, of almost a Holocaust. Therefore, what he planned to do, again, the Jews was a Holocaust. I mean, he planned a Holocaust. But his exhibitionism showed something else. Was indicative of poor judgment. He apparently wanted to impress the people with his greatness, riches, with his majesty. With my show, which remote, as a mixture of sort of a mother, a mother, a mother, a party, a sort of beautiful sort of special relation, which only the head of the provinces, the vessels and the official one, the high caliber, were invited. Was actually, which was a very long feast. I'm not saying today, it's almost more than half a year. It's a half a year, I mean. But he wanted to impress them, he called him to come to Shushan Abira, he ought to impress them with his riches, and of course with his might. So the same you can find it in Russia. Então, lá tem que me justificar para si, lá mesmo. Eu puxo o Richard também. Richard, Julian, Colin, Julia. As a rich man, but he does not generate goodwill. He wants the character to be a loyalty. Goodwill, on the contrary. He says, in general, I mean, envy, jealousy, and enmity is a matter of character. He shows true judgment. If you want the pleasure of somebody, to be modest. I mean, to boast, I mean, he cannot promote friendship and understanding. I mean, it's all required. He can criminalize these people. Rather than being from the community. Yeah. He was also, Hashem was also very, he was very important. He was a very volatile person. Quick temper. And he fluctuated between the last. What is it? So he actually was quick tempered, and he was the king who could commit crimes, I mean, endless crimes, many crimes, and then he sorry for the crimes. Not the after the death, but just to feel sorry for the crimes. And the next day, I mean, he committed another crime. We did in history, it is known in general, particularly in Islamic history, he ran the terrorism is known, I mean, such a crime. If you commit a crime, it's the poison and the guilt that we invited for a meal, and then go into the room and cry for the repentance and go out from poison well. Akashira should nevertheless belong to the child. Very volatile. Very volatile. Another of the most beautiful about it is, Horak is Ishtay Bishvili Ave. He killed, he executed his wife because the friend of his wife introduced him to Muhammad. And the man, and later, Horak in Abi Bishvinishte, he killed Haman because Esther of life introduced him. But the Gemara says, very volatile, who are children. However, what is most out of the place which is most outstanding is his locality. And that is his locality that should work about the whole drama. The reason is question, which is to the right, if you read the first chapter in the Great Esther, after all, the first piece is collected 180 days. It was a very important piece because all the high officials, the governors of the provinces, the heads of government, the princes, were invited. It was the whole aristocracy of the Hatanui Restoration Society was invited for this long feast of 180 days. And yet, it did not appear to him to invite Vashti to appear before the guests, to show off, I mean, her beauty, her good looks. But rather, he said, he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom, that he called the servant to mercy, and the beauty, as His Excellency Majesty, many days, so he did not want to conclude, I mean, the celebration, with the appearance of Ashti. This request, not the request, this order was issued by him at the second celebration. And also, Amar Mishke, Cholot, I mean, to the Shushan Adiro, the second celebration was for the population of Shushan Adiro, for everyone, not only the people who were members of the society, they were quite angry. The Cholodon needs to be Shushan Abiram, the body of Abbas. Everyone, every resident of Shushan Abiram, was invited. According to Chazal, even stupid already. 12,000 Jews participated in the celebration. A week-long celebration. A big celebration family. He took care of him to invite Vashti. Vashti refused to go. So he got angry. Maybe he should be there. A vacancy was created. So another queen, the queen of Ashton, was Esther. When he saw her name, he's there with the parents simply. How did he get a lead that to the main drama? When Esther had to confront why did it happen at the first celebration? He didn't look at it. But at the second end, the first celebration was a much longer one and a more elaborate affair. And there was more, and he actually put everything he had on display, all his riches. Now, when he says that, we're not listening, he talks about nothing. You know what I'm saying last night? As far as the second celebration is concerned, for sure, there was nothing is mentioned about exhibiting precious objects, things, or his justice. He gave a meal, he invited everybody in for a feast. And by the name of the city, he was a man of the I assume that he was drunk at the first celebration, 200. We got 180 days to buy three things. It's a new possibility not to get drunk. Assuming this vulgar act, they did not commit. Then, the second celebration, the family, the human spirit, the people, the Lord, the Lord, the drunk or his house, it was really the reason why they know what it means exactly. But anyway, it was not there. He was on the command of the weather. So suddenly it occurred to him this strange idea that his last he should appear before. Why is the Amin Vassor in Ethiopia? It's interesting. Where is the Amin Vassor in Ethiopia? The wrong Amin anymore. So how is the Sharon special? She should not be in Ethiopia. She was in. Where is the Amin Vassor participated in the first season? Not in the second season. Where the army and the Assyrian is ready, appears in the invitement to stay on to participate in the feast which he gave in to the population of Shushan. So he was not interested in the population of Shushan should find out that the queen is beautiful. He was not interested. Apparently, the population of Shushan knew her. No, it knew her, and they saw her at the time. There was no need to invite her. So he wanted the governors of the provinces who came from all four corners of his far-flung empire, for his tremendous empire, to the anger. They should see. So why didn't they invite her at the first feast? At the first feast? You are strange. Only the English will. As a matter of fact, I believe the answer is a psychological answer, and I believe this is true. Ahasuerus, according to our tradition, he was a Talmudian, he was Jewish, he was not a royal stock. He was not a member of aristocracy. He was a plebeian, and he was, as a matter of fact, according to the Agudim, he worked in the stable, in the process, from the Nebuchadnezzar. And Vashti was the granddaughter of the Nebuchadnezzar. And when he sent the invitation to an application, we should order our man that he should have a permission, the seventh chamberlain, should bring her to get her mouthful, that she refused. She sent him over to him. How would I? The boy was busy with the altar. Abu Abu, the grandfather, Shoshi Alfe, he used to drink a thousand of whiskey. The Lord Rabbi never got drunk. The young and you, the shot is, you drank a few, the Rabbi got drunk. You see from the Gemara of Israel, the Yishti Rabbi made by the Lord, I was so angry, not so much for the refusal, but for the insults, if that I did. But I was right. It was the Babylonian king. He was a nature. Hence, of course, what happened in the tables of the horses, in the horse table? He elected the Romana and Kush. However, there are even the people of men having to be the king of men who will never become the emperor of such a vast empire. However, when he ascended the throne, he made an effort not to destroy his natural garden. He tried to be polite and courteous. However, only the pavilion was rich. He acted like an aristocrat as long as he is in the company of noblemen. He's not himself, such a thing. He's not himself. Men can adapt themselves. The very instant he finds himself in the company of his old friend, or of his playmate of years, in a new man's crowd, he loses immediately his veneer and the old vulgar plebeian comes to the surface, to the floor, to the shoulder. Only like that. It's almost a wolf. As long as that Israelis were in the company at apartment, the story and dinners were followed, Babylon is high question. People, aristocrats, I mean, governors of provinces, kings, and therefore kings, but kings, I mean, royalty was in the company of royalty. In the company of nobility, he did not dare to engage in such abominating practices, as inviting Vashti to the territory. And the instructions he addressed to Vashti, to his queen, to appear before a broader crowd of drunkards. However, during the week of 15th, for the crowd, for the masses of people, for the population, I mean, so he felt that he is in the right place. His old friends, the people who worked in the stables to meet him, to the horses, and so I told him he rose to power, I got him promoted to all his old friends. Here in Nika Tisting, with the map of Shushan, the old Ahasuerus, the stable boy, will awaken. And he put on his shoulder there. Of course, such a mood of vulgarity may precipitate any kind of action. Because then the inner controls in the human being become numb, then the boozy man comes to the surface. That's what it says, Vayima Shmini Kitevle Vamera Bayoi. There was no Kitevle Vamera in the first piece of the eye, because he felt out of place. He's a great emperor, who's word on the men's war to millions of people. The vast empire, the military empire. That's all that forget it. Persia conquered the Babylonian Empire. He was so out of place when he was among the aristocrats. He bowed to him and afraid of him, but he felt out of place. The same is true of Stalin, they say. Stalin, when he was in company of intellectuals, felt out of place. That's why he killed all of them. The same, and this is the same is true of Hitler. So here he was, Alan, the creator of man, the room, 18 million people on there, and the vast empire, the strongest empire in the village, the strongest empire in the world. Yeah. But he could not see himself in the company of writers, intellectuals, sophisticated people. So he felt his inferiority. He couldn't write a decent German. These nine countries full of grammatical errors, mistakes. When does he educate him? He hated him. And that's why, I mean, he killed many of them. He got killed many of them. Stunned from them. He hated people who were to he knows nothing, he's done it. But he has a dictator, a tyrant, murderer, a killer. So he constantly asks people, and he considers superior to him, but he never said it that way. He felt they are superior to him. He felt uncomfortable. You know, why should he tolerate their existence? He's a killer now. He's the same with us as well. He came with another by joining the over to the time of his crowd. His crowd was, before, we have to detect in authority with protocol. The etiquette to be watched and to be observed. And people speak a different language, discuss different topics. It happened with that man. So then they left or whatever. And then he found his own crowd. I mean, so Kitego was not only doing, not only doing, but he was good. And there was the old Mahajur, all Mahajur, the stable boy, I mean, during the time of Afni Mukhabecha.
Number two is
he forgot that there is nothing to prove your testimony, ever you will be a testimony. And here I come to a very important principle in Yahadus, particularly Yahadus said, the woman has dignity. Even the dignity of man, of course, is the woman's dignity is superior to man's dignity. Because the woman is more exposed to be treated without, in an undignified manner. Man is not so exposed to be treated in an undignified manner as the woman is. The Yahadis displayed enormous sensitivity vis-a-vis the woman, particularly when man wants to put a woman on display and to exhibit her as a female, as a sex female, whose task delight is to serve man. I'm speaking like the women free, no? But it's not the truth. This is the of the Yahadis. The Yahadis was very careful, very sensitive. Very sensitive. The Yahadis hated that the man looked upon the woman from a brutish standpoint, as if her task was to gratify men's drives, brute drives, animal drives. Many laws, that is right, many laws pertaining, for instance, to sex morality, particularly to separation, gender separation, husband from wife, pursue one objective, namely to convince man, the husband, that the woman is of equal, if not of higher importance than man is. Either of equal importance in man, or perhaps higher importance in man. This is clear, not by, to defend by nature, I'm not the apologist. I mean, I can digest the others the way it is. I don't try to say the others is exactly like. I agree exactly with modern philosophy. I cannot go to see the others, I mean, disagreeing with everything in mean, modern philosophy, literature. Yeah. But this is true, no doubt about it. And quite often I have the impression, I mean, studying the world, that if the Torah considered the woman a higher existential character than the man. Now there is another problem. Why did it happen on the seventh day? And even in my sleep, they got the wrong kind of stuff. How many times? What, he had to wait for the seventh day to get along? I mean, he was in his company. He felt good. I mean, you're going to each other, other guy. But the first name is the name of your majesty, or your excellency. I should have told you this, sir. It's all this right here, right in the second statement. So why did you wait until the seventh day? Why not? Why not immediately? Or secondly, fairly. So that's a nice name also, so that's the other part of it. But it's not whiskey enough. So now why are we to get along with it? Chazal already remarked that. And according to them, the Bayim HaShvi'im was introduced in order to emphasize the contrast between the Bayim HaShvi'im, the way Jews understand, and the Bayim HaShvi'im, the way Persian understands, the pagan understands. The role which was assigned to the seventh day by the Jew is perhaps completely different from the role in which the Persians or the pagan society used to ascribe tribute to the seventh day. To the seventh day? For the Jew? What is the seventh day for the Jew? By welcome the king of Yimashvi, by Kalifate. And God blessed the seventh day. How are you? Not the day of Shikhar. Not the day of Shishas, not the day of Torkele, but the business, the day of Brooklyn Dusha. But however, but I'm speaking just now, I'm speaking just about the seventh day of the Lunda. But let me speak about the seventh or the eighth day when the seventh or the eighth day conclude a period of feasting. The way the case was in Ahasuerus. The Is a habit. The real person, I mean, الإنسان وشكين يؤذيه كنزيره ويأخذ لا تتعب على ذلك تحت كنزيره الإنسان إنفايشن ريسيشن الذكرى الشابة الذكرى تاعي فضميره ذات الطابق فضميره جاست الليل فضميره جاست الليل فضميره جاست الليل فضميره جاست الليل فضميره جاست health communication, but telecommunication. This number one. The merely other stuff is on a part of stone. Then you what? No. If you never eat alone, you like somebody else. Do men? How do they again around one I shall be to eat alone? Men will eat alone. You ever seen animals eating together? So I have to find such a thing. But people that eat together, and together means another fellowship who cannot fortify the same year and I. It's a person who cannot fortify the same year and I. It's a master of Hajeho, Abu Zifo, and Sandhova, Amosaho, Agir, and Yosef, Albuna, and Jodaho. It's not up to the same level, it's up to the Sukhasan. He's on the one hand, he's shooting Terrace into a Terrace in front of him. On the other hand, it tells him to a chesed external. We are right if we think of how dumb is Neyamish America. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's useless to be ashamed of eating the Talmud. It's historic. It's the Koreans, you say, eating the Talmud. It's shameful. It's abusive. Because they are memory to Talmud. We are on the contrary. The bigger the cow, the more elevated the sun is. Because if three people, one person eats, what does he say? That there's someone, then three people eat, or that they summon each other, I mean, to join in saying that great. 10 people eat, and you're better than Kano. 100 people are going to the more elevated, the king is running, 1,000 people eat in a human. The bigger the cow, the more exalted the meal. It sounds like a hero is around the opposite of the The bigger the cow, the more vulgar of the cow became. The bigger the cow, the more poor the people became. This is the Manila Shiv. Where he is, the Gira is telling us a story about Hashverus and Ranger, about the society which is completely remote from us. But the same exercise is the role of the seven. The seven in Judaism and the seven in paganism.
Why does it tell us in تقول شيء متوقع هذا. وين يريد يا شيخي؟ يقول أنا أشتري دم، يشتري وندو شاكت إنه هذا تكسبوين تواس تستريد إذن تستطيع بكامل كمير من الوائل إذن تستطيع إذن تستطيع إذن تستطيع However, there was no need to tell us the whole story of Pashti, that is refusal of execution. All the Jew had to do was to mention that the Hashmirish,
Yeah.
Well, probably.